USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Months since the Chinese spy balloon scare, but only days since several close calls between U.S. and Chinese military units, another face-to-face meeting is being set up in China.
In the coming weeks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit China. The visit comes as part of ongoing efforts to reset relations between the U.S. and China following a tense year. I'm John Schaefer.
The White House says explosions that destroyed a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine triggered massive flooding and evacuations.
We've seen the reports that Russia was responsible for the explosion at the dam, which I would remind, Russian forces took over illegally last year and have been occupying since then.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. Right now, the plant reportedly has enough water to keep the nuclear power cores cool for about another month. One House Republican in D.C. says he doesn't believe the Biden administration when it says southern border crossings and encounters went down after Title 42's ending because of DHS changes.
The numbers of human beings crossing into America are indeed still at the record levels that we saw prior.
Louisiana Republican Representative Clay Higgins, during a House subcommittee hearing Tuesday, a Democrat stood up in response arguing crossings at the border have dropped by half due to the opening of regional processing centers in Latin America and other DHS measures. Police in Virginia say several people were shot following a high school graduation.
We had a total of 7 individuals with gunshot wounds. 3 are considered life-threatening, 4 are considered non-life-threatening.
It happened Tuesday at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Authorities have taken 2 suspects into custody. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The pilot of a plane which crashed, killing everyone on board in Virginia Sunday, was seen slumped over in the cockpit moments before it plunged to the ground. Military jets scrambled to intercept the airplane after it crossed into unauthorized airspace. And authorities say they spent half an hour trying to wake someone on board before it crashed in difficult terrain. It's believed a lack of oxygen in the cabin rendered them unconscious. An organization representing survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks is speaking out about the PGA Tour merging with LIV Golf.
9/11 Families United says it's shocked and deeply offended by the PGA's merger with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, lashed out at PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, claiming he co-opted the 9/11 community last year when he spoke out against LIV Golf. He continued, saying Monahan and the PGA have now taken billions of dollars to cleanse the Saudi reputation. Strada went on to say PGA Tour leaders should be ashamed of their hypocrisy and greed. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Chris Christie is formally entering the race for the White House. The former New Jersey governor officially filed paperwork Tuesday saying he's seeking the 2024 Republican nomination for president of the United States. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to officially announce his candidacy in Iowa on Wednesday. The Queen of Brazilian Bossa Nova is dead. Astrud Gilberto has passed away at the age of 83. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.